This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. The United States says Russia is waging war on the world's food supply by laying mines in the Black Sea shipping lanes. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Linda Thomas-Greenfield at a U.N. Security Council meeting.
We know that more than two-thirds of food exports through this arrangement went to developing countries.
Green adding that since Moscow pulled out of the Black Sea Grain Initiative, Russian exporters were already benefiting, while millions who cannot afford higher-priced grain suffer, especially people in the Middle East and Africa. Both Russia and Ukraine have announced that they will treat ships traveling to one another's Black Sea ports as potential military targets. AP correspondent Charles Deledesma reports Russia continues to hit what it calls infrastructure facilities in Ukraine, while Ukrainian officials say farm storage buildings were destroyed.
The defense ministry says the military early on Friday launched another strike with long-range sea-launched weapons on the facilities it says used for the preparation of terror attacks against the Russian Federation involving drones, adding that all the designated targets had been hit. It didn't give locations or any other details.
Moscow has vowed retribution this week for Ukraine's attack on a crucial bridge linking Russia to Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula, which Russia illegally annexed in 2014. Officials in Crimea also said a Ukrainian drone attack killed one person and damaged multiple administrative buildings. The last of the Wagner Group's convict prisoner mercenaries are due to be released from their mandated service in the coming days, according to the British Defense Ministry. The Wagner Group staged a mutiny against Russian President Vladimir Putin's authority last month. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website. This is VOA News. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has a trial date in the federal case charging him with illegally detaining classified documents. We hear more from the AP's Sagar Magani.
A federal judge in Florida has set a May 20th trial date next year. That's a compromise. Prosecutors wanted it this December. Trump's lawyers pushed to schedule the trial after next year's presidential election. If the May 20th date sticks, the trial would probably come well after a GOP nominee is clear. Trump is now the front runner. The trial would also be close to a separate Trump trial in a New York hush money case, and the ex-president could be looking at more trials in a Justice Department probe of efforts to undo the 2020 White House race results and a Georgia investigation into bids by Trump and allies to subvert the state's vote. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Israel's military said Friday it was examining the impact of a letter sent by Air Force reservists who threatened to stop volunteering for service if the government goes ahead with a planned judicial overhaul. Proponents of the judicial changes say they would restore balance to the branches of government, while critics say they would remove vital checks and balances. The drive has sparked months of unprecedented nationwide protests, bruised the economy, and stirred concern among Western allies. Brazil's petrochemical giant Braskem says it has reached a $356 million settlement with a coastal city where 4 decades of the company's rock salt mining destroyed 5 urban neighborhoods and displaced tens of thousands of people. Around 200,000 people in Alagoas state capital of Maceió were affected by the excessive extraction of rock salt. In recent years, several Maceió communities became ghost towns as residents accepted Braskem's payouts to relocate.
I left my heart in San Francisco.
Tony Bennett, the eminent stylist and last of the great saloon singers, whose devotion to classic American songs and knack for creating new standards such as I Left My Heart in San Francisco, graced a decades-long career, has died at the age of 96. Bennett often said of his lifelong ambition was to create a hit catalog rather than hit records, which he accomplished through more than 70 albums. Bennett was praised often by fellow performers, but never more meaningful than by what Frank Sinatra said in 1965 in a Life magazine interview. He said, "For my money, Tony Bennett is the best singer in the business." And I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.